Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's going to be a great day. It's always a great day in my head, and I guess it's just a state of mind. And so, you know, I enjoy bringing you this show, and I appreciate the folks that get up and listen, and those especially that call in and try to win our Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, which we do every day. So if you're a new listener, stay tuned and have your phone ready, because you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist coming up in about 10, 12 minutes. It is episode number 467, and the name of the episode is A Christmas Wish Granted, which is kind of cool because it's as simple as I got an email from the director, I can't remember what he directs, at the Heinzeling Foundation, maybe business development or something, and one of their residents, Stevie Tomasini, listens to the show all of the time and has been for years and years. And he asked to meet me. Now, we met a couple of years ago, and but he wanted to meet me again, so which was even cooler. I thought once in a lifetime would be enough, but apparently it wasn't, and that was very special. So 2 days ago, Friday, I went over to the Heinzeling Foundation. Now, the Heinzeling Foundation is a facility where people with multiple disabilities live, and it was founded by Dr. Otto Heinzeling. His son went on to become a dentist, and so there's a dental connection to the Heinzeling family. And so, interestingly enough, and this is probably going to be Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, Stevie has three favorite people, and you're going to hear him tell me this in the interview that we did. And they are, in this order, Elvis Presley, me, Dr. Kvitko, which is like, whoa, I'm right below Elvis, and then but right below me, Bugs Bunny. So those are his three favorite people. One of them's not even a person. Anyway, and if you're watching this show, when you watch it on the reasonswesmile.com, you're going to see I took a picture of his bulletin board. And if you look close, you're going to see he has a series of three pictures, Elvis on top, me in the middle, Bugs Bunny on the bottom. So anyway, let's go to the actual interview that I did with Stevie Tomasini. All right, so I came back to the Heinzeling Foundation. Heinzeling, what do you call this place, Stevie?
Heinzeling the mental center or whatever.
Okay. So anyway, Stevie Tomasini, right? Is that how you say your last name?
Yeah.
You know, I remembered your last name.
Yeah, you remember me from last year.
Yeah, I think it was, I don't know when it was. It wasn't quite last year, but it was probably in the last three. So Stevie wanted to meet me, which was very nice of him, and he listens to the show every Sunday, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And so we're at the Heinzeling Foundation. It's a place for people with multiple disabilities, I take it, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
And you listen every Sunday, and you know all the DJs at Sunny 95, don't you?
Yes. A couple of them, not very much.
Okay. Well, who can you name?
Okay, I'm gonna name Jim. I'm gonna name Eric, and I'm gonna name George Wolf, and I'm gonna name Kelly. I'm gonna name Michelle too, and Trisha. But I'm not gonna mention Sue Hager.
Oh, you're not gonna mention her? Okay.
No. Nope. Okay.
So Stevie, how old are you?
I'm 26 years old.
And how long have you been here?
For almost three or two years already.
Okay, you like it?
I like it, but when we're so busy or and we're always short, and I don't have time to walk. I always get bored with nothing to do.
But you were just telling me how busy you were and you didn't have time to be bored.
Yes. I put flowers on the table. That was my first job. And I take the bids down for I don't think you know this woman, but her name is Melody.
Okay, and you take bibs?
Yeah, I do her light work. Her last name is Slide. Melody Slide.
Okay, now get that guitar that you have over on your desk. Show me that again. Okay, so you have a guitar with
Elvis singing Blue Christmas for Melody.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah, that's my favorite song, folks.
Wow.
Yep. I just want to say thank you so much, Dr. Kavitko, and Sunny 95 for doing this. I love this. This is awesome. This is my biggest Christmas present ever.
What's that? Having me come here?
Having you come here.
Well, that's very nice of you. That's awesome. That's great. Great. So I see you like Elvis because not only do you have that guitar that sings Blue Christmas, but your sheets are Elvis, and your pillowcase is Elvis.
Mrs. Monahan gave me the Elvis blanket, everything.
Wow. And you have pictures, and I see you have a picture from when I came last time, huh?
Yeah.
And then you have a picture of your brother. What's your brother's name?
Willie,
and what's his, is that his wife?
Her name is Ashley.
So Willie and Ashley, that's your brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And then I see a picture of your mom up there.
Yeah, that's his mom's watching.
Okay, is she?
Yeah.
She's watching over you, huh?
Yeah, she's watching over me, and she's on her way home, and she's probably getting her work done, or I don't know what she's doing.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure she can turn her computer on, and she can hear me.
Okay, yeah, these days with FaceTiming and Skype and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's neat.
And Dad's doing all right, and Dad's sleeping.
Yes, now you were telling me that you've been brushing your teeth because you listen to my show, right?
Yes.
But you've also been eating sweets?
Yes, yes. Yeah, man, I've been taking care of myself. I burned a lot of calories this week. I really impressed Dr. Kavitko this week, ladies and gentlemen.
And I'm seeing you have a couple pictures of me up on your wall.
Yeah.
You have one under Elvis, so there's Elvis and me and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
Are those your three favorite people?
Elvis, you, and Bugs Bunny.
Wow, that's pretty cool company. Can you do a Bugs Bunny impression?
No.
Okay. Can you do an Elvis impression?
Thank you. Thank you very much, people.
That's
Thank
really
you very much.
That's very good. Very good. Awesome. So do you have any other brothers or sisters?
Just one brother and one sister, and that's it.
And then how about Dad? Is that your dad's picture up there?
That's Dad's picture up there, yeah.
Okay, awesome. And so it looks like you're having a wonderful Christmas holiday, huh?
Yeah.
Good, 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 good. And you listen all the time? You listen to the radio all the time?
I listen to the radio all the time. Well, except for when I'm busy or whatever.
So tell me, what's your job here? You said you, what do? You help in the kitchen?
I just... Clean. I put my dishes away, and then I take the bibs down. I clean off all the tables, and then I go ahead and do whatever.
Now, do you do that after you eat or before you eat?
After I eat.
Okay, so after you eat, then you do your chores.
I do both units.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So how many people is that? How many tables?
Okay, like six tables.
Six tables. Okay. Well, sounds like they're pretty happy to have you around here, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody to help out?
Yes. And Dr. Kavitko, and they're building a group home for me out here.
Oh, just for you?
Yes. To see if I like it or not, you know.
For you and your group?
Just for me.
Oh. Well, I did see they're getting ready to build something.
Oh.
What is it? Do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay. Okay, I think there's I'll find out. I think I know, let's see, Brian Asbury put in his email something about there are two buildings, and it's 8 beds. They're adding 8 beds. Okay, it looks like your radio went down, huh?
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
Sorry. I'm gonna make a request, Dr. Kavitko.
Okay.
I would like to hear a little Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer for Dave Smith and Blue Christmas for Baby Lion. That's What Christmas Means to Me, My Love, by Paul Young. And remember, you know who Blue Christmas is for? Melody.
Really?
Yeah, Melody.
I don't know who that is.
Melody.
Was is I supposed to?
Melody is an RHA, and her and I don't put up with nonsense because her and I are serious.
Oh, is that your girlfriend?
No.
Oh, okay. You're a staff person.
She's a staff person that looks like my mom.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, anyway, apparently, I'm going to request Blue Christmas for Melody and Grandma Governor Bear Reindeer and Paul Young. And last but not least, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that along to the DJs when I get back to the studio.
Tell you what, I just want to hear a little sleigh ride.
Oh, okay. You like all the Christmas songs.
And a little bit of Amy Grant, Mr. Santa.
Okay.
And a little bit of Train, good old fashioned Train. I love that group.
Okay.
So, I just want to do a Christmas dedication for my sister-in-law. That's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Okay, awesome. That's great. Very good. Well, hey, Stevie, I really appreciate you listening to the show. I appreciate the invitation to come out and visit. Thank you so much for letting me come. And we got our picture with Santa Claus, so maybe I'll get a picture that I can have, too.
And remember, Dr. Kavicko passed the message to Jim, just him on Saturday and Eric on Sunday.
I will. Thank you.
And remember, Merry Christmas. I love your show, and I love your producer. She makes me smile, man.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
She makes me smile. I'm serious.
Isn't he sweet? Isn't he awesome? I just love it. It was so much fun going. Now, I want to talk more about Stevie and some other residents and the Heinzeling Foundation in a minute, but I think why don't we just go ahead and do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day now. But before we do it, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final. And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, and the winner will receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The question today is a true or false question. Stevie, the young man with whom I visited at the Heinzeling Foundation on Friday, told me that he has three favorite people. His three most favorite people are Elvis Presley, Dr. Kavitko, and Bugs Bunny. Is that true or is that false? All right, the winner's going to receive those free flowers. The number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko & Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko & Associates today, 614-262-9255.
888-5588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Mary, Adam, Ellen, and Erica. And we rolled a dice over the break, and it came up number four, which would be Erica. Hey, Erica, how are you today?
Awesome.
Good. Thank you so much for listening and for calling in. And I know it was a true-false question, but I'm going to put you on the spot. Who are Stevie Tomasini's favorite three people?
Elvis Presley, Dr. Kvitko. Oh, Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny is right. You got it. I knew you knew the right answer. We were going to give you the flowers regardless, but I thought it'd be fun. All right, Erica. Well, hey, stay on the line. I think you called in a couple weeks ago, and I said call back because you weren't the winner, but now you are. So that's awesome. Stay on the line so we can get the information as to where to send those flowers, okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome. All right. So we're going to what I want to do now, I want to talk a little bit more about the Heinzeling Foundation. And by the way, it was Dr. Robert Heinzeling was the dentist, son of Otto Heinzeling, who founded the Heinzeling Foundation. And so a very active family in this community, and it's great to, you know, to know them or know of them. Now, while I was there, there was this young lady. Her name is Lizzie. And by the way, if you go to thereasonswesmile.com, you'll be able to see some photos of Stevie. There's a picture that will scroll. And it's of Lizzie, but you can't make it out because what it is, it's of a TV screen, and it actually is showing my show playing. So Friday when I was at the at Heinzeling Foundation, Lizzie was watching one of my shows, one of my old episodes. Actually, she was watching last week's episode number 466, and she controls her wheelchair with her head. She's got this gorgeous smile. She's always smiling, and she has, it's really cool because she has this, like a reflective dot that they put on her nose, and she uses her, she points that at the computer screen and it controls the mouse. So she's able to get online, access thereasonswesmile.com, and she called up the episode and we took a picture of her watching my show, which is really cool because apparently she likes watching the show as well. So that was really neat. That was really neat and nice to meet those folks. So, you know, the Heinzeling Foundation, they do awesome things for people in need. The staff is awesome. Everybody seemed to have a smile on their face. They were very tentative, very tentative. Oh, and I got my picture taken with Santa Claus with me and Stevie. We got our pictures with Santa Claus. And I have some more pictures that are going to be sent to me by their director, but I don't have them yet, so I'm not able to include them in the podcast or the what you'll be watching. But I have about four pictures, which is still neat. All right, so I want to thank the folks there for hosting me and for letting me come, and Stevie especially. All right, so anyway, now, again, if you're just joining us, this is The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. If you would go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. It is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Okay? So, all right, now, I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about the last couple weeks. I've been doing shows entitled A Day in the Life, Part 1, A Day in the Life, Part 2, and I'm not really going to do A Day in the Life, Part 3 unless we absolutely, you know, have some time at the end. But what I want to do is I just mentioned another day in my life going to the Heinzeling Foundation. Of course, that day started off with seeing patients in the morning. And actually, it started off with a Rotary meeting, going to the Clintonville Rotary meeting that I'm a member of. And I met this awesome young lady, Melissa. And we are going to have her on the show probably after the first of the year because she works with it's actually a for-profit, but it's kind of almost like a nonprofit in the sense that it helps women who used to be involved in sex trafficking. They were caught up in that, and now they have this business called She Has a Name, and they do commercial cleaning, residential cleaning, and so on. It helps them get back on their feet. So that'll be interesting. Anyway, and then I did a bunch of patients, and then I went to the Heinzeling Foundation. Well, that was Friday. Saturday, And you might remember yesterday morning, the entire city was encased in ice. We were literally covered in ice. Everything, parking lot, you could have skated on the parking lot. If I still had my ice skates, I would have, just for fun. And but I had an all-day CE course, continuing education course, up in Chagrin Falls, Ohio, which is by Cleveland. And I, because I just purchased what is called the Soleo Laser. Soleo Laser, S-O-L-E-A. And that what's cool about the Soleo Laser is it, I think I'm saying it wrong. Solea, not Soleo. Soleo Laser. I just spelled it and then I said it wrong. Anyway, what's cool about it is it allows me to numb your tooth by just shining the laser energy on the tooth, not cutting it or anything. Just I shine this light dot and hold it there for 20 to 30 seconds. And then once I've done that, then I can change the focus and I can begin to remove the cavity that you have in your tooth. It'll stay numb for about 7 minutes. So it gives me plenty of time to prepare your tooth for a filling, you know, get rid of the decay, prepare the outline form, and then place a bonding agent over the dentin to protect it from air. Because remember, you're not numb. So if the numbness were to wear off before we place the filling, it would be no big deal because we've already kind of sealed what we call the dental tubules. And it's, so it's really, really cool. It's like brand new technology. Only about 300 of these have been sold in the entire world. You know how I talk about the same day crowns that I do called CEREC, which is really neat as well, and I love the technology. Well, about 5% of dentists have that technology, and in the case of the Soleo Laser, 0.001% of dentists have it. So it's just really, really special. You're going to love it. If you're afraid of the shot, you're going to want to come and have me use this on you. If you're afraid of just having the numb feeling, if you don't like that, well, you won't have to have that anymore. I'll be able to take care of your tooth without having to use the shot and without having to use Novocaine. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But anyway, so that was, we've just kind of talked about 2 days in my life, the Friday and then Saturday. So anyway, we were encased in ice. You know what? I'm going to tell the ice story when I come back, okay? So you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, and we're going to be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 467. And I want to just tell you a little story about me heading up to learn about my Soleo Laser. So yesterday in Columbus, we were completely encased in ice. I mean, everything had a coating of ice on it. I slid out of the driveway. I barely got up my street. And I got to where I'm taking the rolling studio, right? Because I have my two lead dental assistants coming with me. And so we decided we were going to meet where I store the motorhome. And when you get there, it's a gated kind of a storage place. And when you pull in off the street, there's a little bit of a descent where you get down, like halfway down this descent, there's the key card place. You know, you type in your code and the gate opens, of course, and the gate opens, the gate opens in, which is good. But I was afraid that if I drove to the gate card thing that and put the brakes on, that I would just slide right into the closed gate. So, I mean, literally, it was that icy. So what I did was I stopped up by the street, got out, kind of slid, walked, whatever you call it, down to the gate card thing, typed in my code, kind of scooted back into the van, and as the gate opened, I drove in, and I'm absolutely certain I would have just crashed into that gate had I not done that. So then I get to my motorhome, and it is encased in ice. I mean, the windshield had what looked like about a quarter of an inch, not exaggerating, maybe a half in places of ice just covering this thing. And so I had to turn on the generator and plug in these two like portable heaters, the kind of like electric heaters you use, like space heaters. Yeah. Yeah. And just set them up in the dashboard just to melt the ice enough that I could turn on the windshield wipers without. And I'm sure all of you have your story, anybody that went out yesterday. And, you know, it would have been a day that we would have not gone out. And I'm certain neither one of my dental assistants would have gone out if they didn't have to. And I'm telling you this story because, you know, we got everything figured out. We got in the motorhome. I mean, literally, I had to hang on to them so they wouldn't fall on the way to get in the motorhome. We walked in the snow instead of on the parking lot because it's crazy. I mean, literally, we would have all fallen and broken our, you know, tailbones or something. So, but we didn't. We were careful. We got in the motorhome. And then, of course, you're driving. We're driving 140 miles or something, and it was ice and slush, and most of the trip, only two out of the three lanes were even visible on I-71. The high-speed lane, no one had been in. Nobody even bothered to drive in it because it was too dangerous. It's just not even a tire track anywhere. And so this is a long story to tell you that, you know, I am, and my staff is also committed to bringing you the absolute best possible dentistry that there is, because it would have been very easy to cancel out. And, by the way, one of the live patients that was to come and have the presenting doctor do a filling on didn't come, probably because of the weather, and they only had to travel 3 miles, you know. We had traveled 140. But, you know, I have always been all about taking great care of my patients and bringing the most up-to-date technology available to my patients to make the experience that much better. And, I mean, let's face it, who likes needles? Who likes being numb? Nobody. You know, it's just one of those things, though. It's kind of a fact of life these days. I mean, it's much, much better than prior to 1846 when there was no local anesthetic. I mean, you know, I remind people all the time who tell me that they don't like the needle and don't like the feeling, you know, just be glad you were born after 1846. But I understand, you know, people have lives, you have meetings to go to, it's hard to talk, it's an awkward thing. And it's still funny how people, even adults, they really dread that needle part. And I do my best to do it comfortably. And I think I do a great job. And people tell me that I do. It's just that we would rather not have it, right? People would rather not have a shot. Would rather not have a needle in their mouth. And so the Saleya laser is going to allow me to do that. So stay tuned, and you might want to call and make an appointment. And if you're one of those people that are afraid of needles and don't like being numb, give us a call, and we'll get you in. All right, so that's all the time I have. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at Dr. Kvitko & Associates. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And normally this time of the show is when I say be sure to tune in next week and every week. However, we won't be on Christmas. It's Christmas morning. It's going to just have Christmas music, as you would probably expect and prefer. All right, so I will see you the week after. Okay, I'll see you next year, basically, which is going to be January 1st. All right, so that's all the time we have. Be sure to tune in when I said, on your favorite station, like I said, and goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.